3, 2, 1. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. Hello and welcome to Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. I am your host, JP John Paz. With me, of course, the star of the show, former WCW and ECW World Tag Team Champion, one of the greatest minds and bookers ever in the history of the business, the Games Master, the Taskmaster, the devil himself, Mr. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, how are you doing today, sir?
Everything's great, JP. How are you, my friend?
Very good, very good. Now, I'm not sure what's going on as far as the people in WWE are concerned and how they're doing, but what did you think about the return of Vince McMahon? Vince is back.
Well, could anybody going to get the money he's going to get on that sale?
I don't know. It's tough to say. Probably not.
I don't think it's tough to say. Does anybody but him remember when he was selling meatball sandwiches at the Cape Cod Coliseum, which he bought, when he was running towns with the Grand Wizard in Maine and then turned it into this animal? I mean, his journey has been really a really, you want to say American dream? It has been an American dream. I mean, he didn't really know his father until he was 16, right?
Yep.
Then he went and he had the Cape Cod Coliseum. Didn't he have a hockey team there too one time?
Or was it the Hartford team? But I know he did.
No,
he was.
He had the Hartford. He had the Cape Cod Coliseum, and I think he had a hockey team there.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was way, way early when he was still working for the father, and they were him and his Linda were making meatball sandwiches and selling them at the games.
Wow.
So I mean, it's been a real long, strange trip he's been on. Could anybody realize, unless you travel that road, where he came from and did this?
Yeah, and he's, I guess, the only guy that could be able to sell for as much money as he's going to sell for. Right now would be $6.6 billion is what's being said.
Think about that. Think about that.
Insane.
What's the price tag on the Washington Commanders and the Boston Red Sox? They're not even that, I don't think.
No, lower, yeah. I was just looking at it that long ago, and it's funny, I was looking at certain things. I think the Cowboys would be worth a little bit more, and I think the Yankees would be worth a little bit more, but then it was WB after that, and even way more than UFC, because UFC was $4
billion. Yeah, way more. And think about this. He's done this all since 1983?
Just about, yeah.
The Red Sox came into existence in 1901, correct?
Yep.
I mean, people can knock them. They can say whatever they want to say about them. But I don't think wrestling would be where it is today if it wasn't for him. Now, did he make mistakes along the way? Probably. Did he do things that wrestling fans might not have liked? Probably. But think about this. When I got in the business, people were fighting for their lives to protect the business. Now I'm on a show explaining it.
Yeah, true.
So, and this is what was supposed to kill the business, if you talked about it. It seems to do, correct me if I'm wrong, is the number one box office attraction in entertainment, the former wrestler?
Yes.
Is Batista getting close?
He's moving up the ranks for sure, yeah.
Huge, huge, critically acclaimed movie. The one they just did, The Glass Onion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Out of all those people in there, they had all kinds of stars. Did you see it?
No, but I was reading about it. They were saying Batista stole the show.
He stole the show.
Yeah.
Absolutely stole it. There's no more bartering for TV time or even paying for TV time. Correct?
Yeah, it's all about those TV rights deals. He's getting them to, you know, to pony up all that billions of dollars to put him on TV.
I think he... I know, you know, he's pissed a lot of people off at a lot of different times. He's pissed people off. And we might not have liked how he got there. But you can't say this has not been the biggest success in all of entertainment, sports entertainment of all times. You cannot. Nobody's come this far this quick. Do you think, JP?
Not a chance, not with the amount of money that he's worth and that he has now. Yeah, no way.
So, you know the old saying, the ends justify the means?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe so.
It's crazy to think that he would even sell, though, right? Isn't it crazy that he came back, he brought Barrios and Wilson, you know, he's back as the chairman, executive chairman of the board, and he's talking about sale. Is it crazy that he wants to sell?
Maybe. Okay. Think about this. I think in terms a little bit different, I think, than other people. Do you think 40 years ago, 30 years ago, the son of the King of England would be putting a tell-all book out?
No. Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
Is that what they're doing now?
Right, yeah.
Maybe he sees that only he could have done what he did, and he sees that, I'm just surmising this, that maybe nobody else wants to spend 20 hours a day working 7 days a week, 365 days a year, but him. And before it goes down, it's time to sell.
And I was reading that his kids didn't want to sell. They're opposed to the deal. Stephanie and Triple H, obviously Stephanie quit, but before she quit, she was opposed to some sort of sale, meaning that I guess they wanted to be the, you know, the heirs to the throne. And it seems like, unless he's pulling some sort of power play where he's just saying he wants to put it up for sale to get the stock price up, which if he did do that, it worked. But, you know, that's allegedly saying that, of course. But I wonder if, you know, if he would really sell, or if maybe sell to Saudi Arabia and then maintain control of the company, just like kind of Dana White would did with UFC when they sold.
Different animal, I believe. Dana White made money, but he wasn't a billionaire.
Right, definitely.
Vince is a billionaire. Is he going to sell it to somebody else and then hang around? I don't think so.
Really? Because that was the big rumor, was Saudi Arabia would buy it, but he would be in charge of it.
No.
And be given full control. Interesting.
No, I don't think so, because here's the thing. You sell your business, they tell you you're in charge, someone's going to, that paid for it, is going to eventually say, hey, I want to try this.
And Vince is having none of that, I would think.
I mean, you don't think someone's going to want to try it?
Yep. Yeah. And if you think about it, too, unless they're going to go private, would be the only way for Vince to do that, because then he wouldn't have to face these lawsuits and public scrutiny, and him giving payments or whatever wouldn't matter because it's private. It would be his company.
Well, do you think he's escaped all that?
I don't know. It seems like for now, for a little bit. I mean, he was gone for 6 months. Now he's back. I don't know if he's fully escaped it. There's new lawsuits coming out recently saying that that he positioned himself back and fired all the board members. So I'm not sure how far that'll go.
J. JP, when we had all the banks fail, right? You know, during 2008, when the whole housing fell apart.
Yep.
Did anybody ever go to jail?
I don't know.
Nobody.
Oh, nobody. Okay.
They were writing these mortgages where they knew they were bullshit. When the banks failed, what did we do?
Bail them out.
And those guys were still getting their bonuses. Now, if he skated that and he's back in power, I don't think anything's going to happen to him. And isn't it under, like, he has 90 days to sell this?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I thought he already had 90 days to sell this.
I'm not sure. I didn't read that anywhere. I'm not sure if that's true or not. Could be, but I'm not actually sure.
Well, okay. Maybe I envisioned it, but how long can he bang that sign out for a sale before he has to take it down?
Right. Because then it would be almost like he just said that to gain power, and like, that's got to be some sort of legality to that. Yeah.
But now he's back in power, right?
Oh, yeah. He's executive chairman again. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he has to appease nobody, right?
Yep.
I think he'll sell.
To who? Who do you think?
It could be anybody. It could be Amazon. It could be Fox. It could be Saudi. It could be Showtime, Disney. It could be a host of people. The figure is astronomical to me. Third behind any sports franchise. Think about that.
Nuts. Yeah. Yep. Pretty crazy if you think about it. $6.6 billion is supposedly the asking price, or what it'd be going for. You know, then they're hiring the Rain Company, and they're hiring a J.P. Morgan to kind of help them facilitate the sale. Nick Khan is meeting with Disney and Comcast, or NBC, if you will. I mean, they're meeting with some pretty high people. And then I heard recently, which I don't believe for 2 seconds, but that the Khans would be involved. Tony Khan and his dad, Shad, are interested, you know, because they're worth billions, that they'd be interested in buying the company. I don't see that in a million years, but that was thrown out there as well. I saw that on CNBC, whatever it's called, one of those NBC channels.
Wow. That would certainly change things, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would be absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
What would they do? They'd have to merge AEW and WWE together if they did that.
Well, I look. Here's the crazy thing. If the Saudis got it, I think you'd see a huge shift to running shows in the Middle East and the Far East.
Really?
What? I mean, that's where their strength is, right? I mean, don't you operate from a point of strength?
Usually, yeah.
Well, I don't see too many people sitting at tables with burkas on.
They do own a lot of things, the Saudis, as far as America is concerned, like as far as the public investment firm. They do own a lot of things here in America.
Entertainment?
A lot of video games and stuff, yeah. I know they're part of Uber as well, but there's Live Golf they own. I mean, they own a bunch of things here, too.
Okay. But aren't they kind of using them as prestige in Saudi Arabia?
Yes, they're bringing a lot of the West out there for
knocking tradition down, bringing the West there.
Yeah, a lot of concerts are there. Yeah, a lot of stuff, games and stuff. Yeah.
John, it was only 10 years ago where there was no tourism there. Think about that. People couldn't go in there. You couldn't go to Saudi Arabia.
And now Vince has got some billion-dollar deal with him. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Which may have just been only the beginning of his dealings with him. Who knows?
Right. It's pretty amazing.
When you look at Stephanie quitting, why do you think that she just quit? And she was going to take a leave of absence, but now she just quit.
Is she quit now?
Yeah, she resigned completely from the company. Yep.
How long ago was that?
About a week ago.
Wow, I must have misread it. I thought it was when she quit before, stepped down. I don't understand it.
Now, they said that she still owns a ton of stock in the company, but she'd resigned. She's no longer works for them. So if it did sell, obviously she would make a boatload. And I just read recently Shane McMahon is still being paid by them. So he's still kind of hanging around.
He worked one time last year. Did you see the article?
$828,000. Yes.
That may come back and bite them.
Why do you think that? Why do you say that?
How do you justify? You remember all this stuff I always tell you about the North Tower?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're at a stockholders meeting. How do you justify that?
Yeah, that's nuts. He worked a Royal Rumble match for $800,000. It's pretty crazy.
I know they can get away with it, but the justification is a different thing.
I guess you could say almost like, hey, he, you know, if we let him go, he could go work for the competition, and we don't want a McMahon working for the competition. I guess they could say that, no?
No. They can. They can say anything they want. They can say that they have three heads. It doesn't matter. You mean, you got to justify stuff. I mean, come on. You know, you become Pinocchio. Your nose starts growing.
Right.
You know. Okay, what did he do in that match? Didn't he want to, you know, there was always that rumor that he wanted to do his finish and he didn't get to do it, right?
Yeah, it was something with Brock Lesnar and Bad Bunny. It was something, and he made it to the final four, too. So, I mean, he made it pretty deep into the Rumble. I think he was only maybe the 28th or 27th entrance, but he made it pretty far into the Rumble, like as far as towards the end.
Yeah. So, again, how do you justify stuff?
To me, it's crazy. I don't know how you can. And again, obviously him leaving is kind of like a red flag of him not being around. Now, Stephanie quits. You know, she's not around. That, I mean, red flags are raising up like crazy. What the hell's going on over there?
I have no idea on this one. Unless she feels that it's sold.
See, a lot of people were saying that the Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabians, that they wouldn't want a woman in power, and with her as co-CEO, that doesn't fit, so then she quit. I don't know if that actually makes sense either, but I saw that rumor out there that has something to do with prospective sales of Saudi Arabia.
It absolutely does make absolute sense. They're not going to have a woman in power. But the sale hasn't been done yet. You know what I mean?
Nope.
But maybe she has an inside track. They're not going to let a woman at a board meeting in Saudi Arabia, that's for sure.
With that, too, it's almost like, okay, but it's Vince's daughter. I guess they don't care necessarily. Who's
they don't care. It's a woman. It's a second-class citizen. Think about that. I mean, was it this year they allowed them to drive?
Yes, and then obviously they wrestled on some of the WWE shows, but they had to be fully clothed, whatever, no skin showing. Yeah,
right. So they're not going to go to a meeting and listen Jeddah and listen to a woman give a speech. So maybe she feels something.
And I guess she opposed the sale, and Vince is like, "Well, I'm going forward with a sale." So they were maybe butting heads on that for sure.
Wow. Crazy.
And what do you think about Triple H? Would he last? Like, you know, let's just say Vince stays in power here. Like, will Triple H last?
the unbelievable job he's done. He should. It'd be a shame if he didn't. I mean, you can almost feel in the air a different vibe from them, can't you?
Yeah, it's almost like the rationale, or whatever you want to call it, the backstage, the morale has gotten up with Triple H. I know they, not necessarily ratings or anything, but it just seems like all the people have such high regard for him. All the guys backstage seem to like him a lot. Vince almost seems like, oh, he's like the main boss or whatever. Triple H seems like he's the cool boss, or maybe the player's coach, if you will. He seems like that kind of guy.
No. You ever watch detective shows?
Good Cop, Bad Cop?
That's exactly what it is. Exactly.
Vince gets to play the bad cop, and Triple H has to play the good cop, or whatever, vice versa. When you want to say Vince has to play the bad cop, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not a stretch for Hunter to play the good cop, because he's a good person, I believe. But you can't have two guys. And it's not actually playing it. Hunter understands the mentality for the wrestlers a lot closer than Vince does. Even though Vince has suffered and, you know, clawed his way up, he wasn't a wrestler per se, where Hunter can understand their plight and their story.
And with Triple H, I feel like, let's say they sold, they're going to need a wrestling person to run it, because wrestling is so much different than any other entertainment entity you just buy and oh, well, let's put out content. It's so much different. You need Triple H or a wrestling person in charge.
Oh, you really think so, huh?
I think so, yes. AOL Time
Warner. You really think so, right?
Right.
Okay, go through that office. How many people even know, been into it in a dressing room and listened to a finish?
Right, not many, I would imagine. But okay, don't you think that the people in charge need to be?
When people that are in the wrestling business get into control, how hard can this be? It's fake. It's wrestling. How hard can it be? They don't understand. I mean, how many times have you heard about companies starting and supposedly they have money, they're supposed to get a TV, and nothing happens? Because it's very difficult. And you know, it's like to me, and maybe it's like trying to be a batting coach when the only thing you saw, like baseball, is what's the game they play in England and the European English countries?
Cricket.
If you've never seen wrestling, and that's what's so difficult about it. I think if they lose Hunter, I think Hunter becomes the most valuable piece of property they have. If somebody gets involved that doesn't understand, I'll give you a perfect example. WCW, when they put Jim Hurd in charge, right?
Yep.
Because there was he was the manager of a program in St. Louis that had wrestling on it. He should know what to do. You want to make Ric Flair Spartacus, the Ding Dongs.
Yep.
The Hunchbacks. I can go through 15 minutes of folly of his. And you think, how could that happen? It's wrestling. Can't be that hard.
But I think they'll be in for a rude awakening once they realize it is that hard.
But history repeats itself, JP.
Feel like, I don't know, they're going to buy it. They're going to need Triple H, I feel. Or Vince, I guess, if you want to have Vince.
Oh, I think Triple H is the most valuable piece of property right now. But are they going to let him do, when they pay $7 billion and they want to do something, is he going to have the power to say no?
It's going to be an interesting debate there because he probably won't. Yeah.
You know, there's no debate. You know why?
His name's not
His name's not on the check.
It's going to be weird of having checks from WWE without Vince's name on it, too. That'll be weird.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, nothing lasts forever. So,
do you think that he wants to kind of go out his way? Like, go out on top? Like, hey, I bought it for $1 million or whatever off my dad. I'm going to end up selling it for $6 billion, like, the profit, and not really care about the kids and the kids taking over and it being a family business? Do you think he has an ego where it's just that he needs to come out on top?
What do you mean, the kids?
Like, he's not going to pass it along to the kids.
10 generations of McMahons from now are going to be okay. I mean, they can't piss through that money in 10 generations.
Right. It's going to be a ton.
Yeah, it's going to be a ton. I mean, they're going to go to the bank with truckloads of money. It was his. It was his hard work. Yeah, maybe he should leave it to him, but it was his. It's up to him to do what he wants to do. He created it. I mean, I don't think people out there understand what we're talking about. The Cowboys, the Yankees, maybe, and I don't think the Washington Commanders are worth $6 billion.
No.
He's, next to the Yankees, the most desired sports franchise in the world. And he did it from 1983. Wasn't around for 100 years when they were the Highlanders. You know what I mean? Think about that. It was his. It was his hard work. Yeah, a lot of people worked hard, but it was him. He never took a day off.
But his dad gave it to him. You don't think he should give it to his kids? Well, sold it to him.
He sold it to him.
Yeah. So I guess the kids would never be able to afford to sell, you know, to buy it from Vince.
No, they wouldn't. So why not take all the money and run? And maybe he wants them to have more of a normal life than he did.
Definitely possible. It's just crazy to think that, first of all, that's worth $6 billion or over $6 billion. But it's crazy to think of a World Wrestling Entertainment without Vince McMahon at the helm. I mean, it's just insane to think about it.
Not really.
Why not?
Because everything changes. Everything changes. Funny you said that. I was thinking the other day. I heard an old interview from Piper where he was saying he worked for 32 territories. Well, during that time, they never thought that would go away. Everything changes. Nothing lasts forever.
See, yeah. I was born in the early 80s, so I only know Vince.
Yeah. So that's all you can relate to. But nothing does last forever. I mean, Joe Namath was the Tom Brady of his day. And then it became, you know, the Joe Montana. Now Patrick Mahomes taking Brady's place. So nothing lasts forever. So maybe he just wants to close out the chapter that four generations of McMahons over 100 years ran wrestling.
All right, let's hit the plugs. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at 2-Man Power Trip. You can follow Kevin on Instagram at Taskmaster Talks. Check out the website tmptempire.com. Kevin, what else you got going on? Anything good?
I'm going to be in St. Louis tomorrow for Herb Simmons. Come and see me and talk to me about that you love John Rye Show. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening. We'll see you right back here next week for a little Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. We'll see you next week, folks. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron, and also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with my bookie. Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4,000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer.